Producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio, GCN is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program and many others can be found at GCNlive.com.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Final segment. Appreciate folks holding. I didn't even look at Infowars.com the last 30 minutes. I usually look at it every 5 minutes. We got busy talking to Lou Rockwell. U.S. Army report urged preparations for troops to occupy New York City, other megacities during collapse and civil unrest. And they're basically admitting that they believe that's what's coming. A pretty powerful article up on Infowars.com. There's another one dealing with the NFL, this latest choking video, where we point out they can't blame it on the Second Amendment to their dismay. Obama blatantly lies about ISIS on television. There's a lot of key stuff. A man fakes beheading video, fools global media. That's all up on PrisonPlanet.com and Infowars.com right now. Okay, Tom in California, thanks for holding. You're on the air.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. You know, the cell phone operates on the same radio frequency spectrum as the human mind. That's according to Dr. Eldon Bird, who ran the electromagnetic program for the Marine Corps.
I knew that.
The electromagnetic weapons program for the U.S. Marines. And that's not a coincidence that our cell phones operated on the same electromagnetic spectrum as our minds. And, you know, look at, they're given babies as soon as they're born. They told me in the hospital, I can't take my baby out of the hospital. I've had a falling out with one of these globalists. I've had my life threatened. I had somebody come up to me in Ventura, California, telling me, look, they can give you a carcinogen. I now have blood in my urine. I have a leaking gas tank. My brother and I both had a falling out with this individual. We both were putting gang stalking programs. I'm 11 Telstar on YouTube. But anyway, but despite all this, and I can't mention any names specifically because they'll just kill me. But the point of it is, I had my baby in the hospital. As soon as he was born, they want to give him a hearing test. He can't say he can hear. He can't say anything. They said, oh, we just got to hook up this computer to his mind, put these earphones on, and just run some frequencies through his head and everything. And I said,
and even if they're not bad, it's that they can put Trojan horse stuff on everything. And there's a DARPA program admitting they use cell phone frequencies to, quote, calm the public during civil emergencies. That was in the Baltimore Sun like 15 years ago. And it's just incredible. I appreciate your call. Interesting. Brett in California. Go ahead. Thanks for holding.
Hey, Alex. Thanks for taking my call. I really appreciate everything you do on.
Don't thank me, brother. I appreciate you putting up with me. Go ahead.
All right. My name is Brett. I'm 27 years old, and I was actually one of those college graduates that Mr. Rockwell was talking about. I graduated with a worthless degree that didn't take me anywhere. I ended up in a corporation. I excelled really hard at the corporation, moved up the ladder very quickly, but found myself kind of compartmentalized with the learned helplessness all around me, selling products that I just could not stand behind anymore. Anyways, after working like 70, 80 hours a week, making salary that could not keep up with the hours, I committed to using marijuana at night to relax, and whenever I left the corporate world, I actually started growing marijuana.
So what happened?
And anyways, I wanted to call because I didn't necessarily agree with your point on weaponized marijuana. I think what we have right now is actually the cleanest marijuana that we have.
All right, well, here's the deal. I know a lot of people can smoke pot. It helps them, and it's got a lot of medical benefits. I'm not going to get into that, but a lot of people, I know it ruins them. It turns them into zombies, and they're on it all the time, and marijuana is incredibly strong now. And so that was my view. But I hear you. Here's the thing. I'm for decriminalizing it. I don't want to lock people up for it. It doesn't mean I have to endorse it. I mean, I don't like the vibe when I've covered marijuana conferences and stuff, and you've got 10,000 potheads there. I really don't like what it does to women. I mean, that's my personal view. I don't embrace the marijuana culture. That's what I'm saying. Man, I'm out of time. I want to go to Anthony and Eric and Jim, but I've got to go. I've got a bunch of work I got to do. So I'm out of time. I apologize to the callers. I didn't get to. Great job to the crew. Everybody else, want to thank you all for your prayers. And as I said, for putting up with me. Nightly News is tonight, 7 o'clock Central. God bless.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
In the near future.
When you realize how fake it all is, the football, the basketball.
Alert. Security. Alert. This is Homeland Security. Analysis. InfoWars. Building independent media operations.
Let the worst people get controlled and tell us that we are the ones responsible.
Prime Directive. Discredit Alex Jones.
Jones is the wildly popular conspiracy theorist.
It's a popular conspiracy theory talk show called InfoWars.
Alex Jones is now in an Austin jail.
These people are assaulting.
Targeting of patriots engaged.
They are never going to stop. They're never going to deviate from their program until we stop them.
Block free iPhone app at InfoWars.com. Block free podcast and video feed. Imperative destroy Prison Planet TV.
You got to set your eye on the enemy, not worry about what propaganda they put out. Intellectually, it's begun. You can feel it.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you are searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM-1 from Terriganics. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM-1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM-1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terriganics.com, spelled Terriganix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM-1 from Terriganics. Life's getting better.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones.
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much for joining us on this live worldwide edition. I am your host, Alex Jones. It is the 8th day already of September 2014. We'll be here for the next 3 hours live. We have Lou Rockwell of LouRockwell.com, Ron Paul's former chief of staff and one of the top libertarians in the world, joining us to give his perspective on military strikes on ISIS and what his breakdown is on Rand Paul endorsing military action. I rarely have mixed feelings on an issue like this, but it's very complex, and at the bottom of my gut, I want to see a massive air campaign against Al-Qaeda. That's who they are. But there's the rest of the story that I'm going to break down that's public information and that is so sensationally evil that if the public could ever grasp it, and the public's close to grasping it, it will bring down the entire power structure. Just like the pedophile scandal in England could bring down the royal family, the entire government, the whole system as well. The globalists, these different dynasties, are not invincible. But if we are invincibly ignorant and invincibly passive and invincibly stupid and are in comas and basically in trances, then we don't have any hope of ever changing anything. In fact, the only change you're going to see is things degrading, the situations deteriorating and rotting very, very quickly. Let me give you a bottom line summation without going into a long history lesson for new people that just tuned in of what's happening. There have been radical, jihadi, expansionist, imperial Muslims since the time after Muhammad's death, the founder of Islam. They're in what is Saudi Arabia today. But there have been moderate versions of Islam. There have been many different configurations of that. The Ottoman Empire that was able to take over Constantinople and the headquarters of the Byzantine Empire in what is Turkey today. There's a long history there. But in World War I, you saw different power structures fighting on different sides. The world witnessed the Turks allied with the Germans. So there was a battle over who could control the Arabs and who could control the Muslims and who would snap up the pieces that were left at the end of World War I. British intelligence goes in and creates what is Saudi Arabia today. That's on record. By arming Bedouin tribes who could only be described as bandits, as desert and hill people who lived in basically 3,000-year-old style dwellings, open-air tents. These are the people British intelligence set up. These are the people that now dominate Islam worldwide. And they were undoubtedly involved in 9/11. They were undoubtedly involved in the ISIS takeover of Syria and now Iraq and Libya. They are publicly giving the weapons to them. Now, when Hitler took over the Middle East and North Africa in World War II, he got the keys for about 3-4 years to the Muslim Brotherhood and the Caliphate and all these different groups. And then as soon as Hitler was defeated, the keys to the city of Islamic extremism were given again into the hands of British intelligence. They used radical Islam to overthrow the secular government of Iran. Then they double-crossed the Muslim extremist and put the Shah in. Then they double-crossed him and put the Ayatollahs in. Yes, they put them in. Iran-Contra deal, all of it. But it's lots of double and triple crossing. And here's the bottom line. That type of culture creates squalor and creates pain and creates unstable civilizations. So the enemy of my enemy is my friend is not the way to live. Machiavellian politics were similar in what is Italy today, with the different city-states constantly fighting with each other and changing alliances and everyone having to live in armored fortresses because they might be killed any minute. It's a very unstable way to run your society. And the black nobility, the Venetian black nobility, that basically ran to Scotland and to England about 700, 800 years ago, when people weren't sure if the Arabs weren't going to be able to successfully take over Italy, like they'd done Constantinople and what is Turkey today. So a bunch of those rich people ran out of Italy, and they all ran to basically England and France and Scotland. And so the system we live under is cutthroat, manipulative, triple dealing, triple crossing, no honor, incredibly corrupt. It's a system that Italy was under. And I'm just giving you basic gestalts here. After the fall of Rome in 410, when it was Byzantine. Again, Italy was Italy today, not run out of Italy, but run out of what is Turkey. It was Christian. It's not the Roman system they had before that was based on honor and family and tradition. That then again was corrupted in the decline of the Roman Empire. The point I'm getting at here is this mindset of being cutthroat and backstabbing and dishonorable, that's what I call it, is not only centered in and around Saudi Arabia. Those forms of thinking also have been going on in Europe for a very long time. And you have the Machiavellian school that is in direct competition with what you would call the school of Western chivalry, which is based on being honorable and stable and truthful and everything being your family name and never double dealing. But there was plenty of treachery went on as well in Western Europe. There's just different schools and different systems. Our government has a Machiavellian or almost Arabian, you could also call it, system of looting and betrayal and dishonor and double and triple dealing. See, I said I'd get into a short history lesson, and then it starts turning into a long one because these issues are so deep and so complex, but also so simple. Here's what I'm getting at. The West didn't want stable, secular, upright, prosperous Middle Eastern countries. There was a major school of that there, going back to the time of Egypt and before. Mathematics, so many of the sciences developed, invented there. Very high IQs, smart people. But that has all been removed and turned over to the Saudi Arabian extremists. And that's what the West wants, is a bunch of backwards, barbarous, suppressed people that they can then use to menace the West so the establishment can then take our basic liberties here. So when you hear about Ronald Reagan or Jimmy Carter, quote, creating Al-Qaeda and having them attack the Russians, they didn't create them. There was a relationship going back to British intelligence before that, again, specifically in Afghanistan, not just in Saudi Arabia. And so when we then see Obama caught with Benghazi, giving 15,000 surface-to-air MPAD missiles that can shoot down aircraft all day long, and all these other weapons to the Al-Qaeda rebels in Syria, and the whole thing that's happened in Iraq, all of it has been orchestrated by the globalists in D.C., in London, in Tel Aviv, in Istanbul, formerly Constantinople. And so there is no debating that the people running our government planned this whole deal. This war against ISIS is totally staged. The only reason it's happening is that there's such public education now about who really runs this and that it's Al-Qaeda, they changed the name two or three times to IS, to ISIS, back to IS, now to the Caliphate, back to the Caliphate, to confuse you. And they'll show a truck getting blown up every few days, with nobody running away from it, with no big explosions around it. Clearly, this is all staged. And they did this when they invaded Afghanistan in 2001. That's why we, quote, won in a week, because they would just have 14-year-old conscripts up front in grids that our troops could bomb. when the real Taliban and Al-Qaeda was then paid in gold, put on U.S. C-130s, flown out to safety in Pakistan. It was called the Airlift of Evil. So they just repeat all this over and over again. So when Obama says the war will take years, they mean that when the jihadi nuts get out of line and go into a place they're not supposed to and loot it, they'll be bombed there just to keep them in line. It's like herding.
Genesis is defined as an origin, creation, or the beginning. Genesis Communications Network began with the mission of providing you with the kind of compelling content you're listening to now. And at GCNlive.com, you'll find a free archive of our nation's history, narrated by GCN hosts. Explore, share, and pass down to future generations. GCN is the future of talk radio, and we should always strive to learn from our past. Together, we are GCNlive.com. GCN.
Do you ever feel like you live in an alternate universe? As the stock market hits new highs, the middle class are dying. Manipulated financial markets and economic figures, chaos on our border, China and Russia bypassing the dollar. Life is getting ready to change. You need to prepare to thrive in the new economy. Go to babyboomerbackupplan.com or call 888-507-8789. That's 888-507-8789.
We travel so much, and having a fake TV, well, it gives added peace of mind.
Burglars look for houses that appear to be easy targets. But fake TV can fool even professional burglars into thinking someone is home watching television.
As a recent widow living alone, it gives me great peace of mind to set my fake TV near a window and know that passing motorists and pedestrians will think someone is home watching TV when I'm actually away from home.
Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet, just like a light on a timer.
And they're so easy to use. You just plug them in and they're ready to go. Plus, they're so affordable that we have one upstairs and downstairs.
Fake TV is only $29.95 with free shipping. Order your fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
I don't know what it is. Ralph just won't pay any attention to me. When he comes home from work, all he ever does is play video games and go to sleep. It's like I don't even exist.
Oh, Betty, that's just awful.
Does this seem familiar? If the answer to this question is yes, then listen carefully. Toxic pesticides, GMO foods and additives, BPA plastics, contaminated water supplies, many of these toxic additives are deliberately engineered to attack and weaken human masculinity. It's part of the eugenics population control movement. Look it up. If men are more interested in online gaming than they are in their wives, a serious population crisis is soon to follow. Energize the man in your life with Super Male Vitality from InfoWarsLife.com. It's designed to aid the body in ways that help invigorate your natural systems without artificial testosterone, completely free of GMOs, harmful additives, gluten, and is made right here in the USA. Get your Super Male Vitality right now at InfoWarsLife.com or call 1-888-253-3139.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
Alex Jones here, back live. Coming up, every day or two, I see new reports that are incredibly politically correct where groups of black teens play the knockout game inside grocery stores, inside malls, and even on video, you know, say, get that white person, get him, for no reason. And it's not decried as racial. No one says it's wrong or bad. So these young teenagers actually think it's okay. I mean, if a group of 100 white people ran around beating up 100 black people or something, I would totally be blown away by it and would speak out against it and have. But it's not the case when black folks do it because of political correctness, which is meant to shut down people's normal instincts. I got to say something, though. You always see this type of stuff happen at night, and that's the time I carry a gun. Like, I'm just going to start carrying a gun at all times. I mean, if 100 people wanted to beat me down like Reginald Denny and beat my head in, I don't care if it's a group of black people or white people, I'm going to start shooting. Of course, you wouldn't have to shoot anybody if somebody just pulled a gun out. I mean, do you see 100 people attacking a cop? No, because the cop's got a gun. And imagine living in Chicago where, you know, see, I'm already going there. I'm going to cover this in the next segment. Getting back to the big enchilada issue, Al-Qaeda. Al-Qaeda is just the CIA, this has been declassified back in the mid-90s, database name in Arabic, it means the base, the database of Wahhabist jihadis worldwide. In the Caucasus, in Chechnya, in Pakistan, in Afghanistan, in Uzbekistan, Tajikistan, Saudi Arabia, Qatar. I mean, this is congressional hearings. The name Al-Qaeda is from the CIA. And by the way, Al-Qaeda operates as the globalists, Spectre, Chaos, the Illuminati, whatever you want to call it, as their destabilization secret army force, as their Cobra base. Shikari Jackson made that Cobra intro. We ought to play that coming back. They are the destabilizers within the system so the system can come in and take over. And here's the issue. I know most of you know that better than I. What do we do about it now? Because last year, this time, they were going to back Al-Qaeda with air raids on the main military bases of the Syrian government, who attacked nobody, who's in a defensive posture, with a secular military, who are angels compared to Muammar Gaddafi, who are, and then he's an angel compared to Al-Qaeda. And on a scale of 1 to 10, Gaddafi's like a 3, Al-Qaeda's a 10, Assad's a 1. Literally, you could go there, be a tourist. They were letting everybody in. They were starting to work with the West. What's the answer? Here comes 200,000 Al-Qaeda people to chop your heads off, 60-plus percent of the main force. Now, you talk about immoral. Our military finally got upset. This got decompartmentalized because our military knew, and I've had Tosh Plumlee, CIA on. Congress has confirmed it. Look it up. And I've got other sources. Colonel Schaefer's coming on. Schaefer was on 3 days after. He's coming on this week. He was on 3 days after Benghazi. And said it was basically an assassination of the ambassador to cover up the arms transfer. And he basically started naming Turkey. It turned out Turkish ambassador was there. And then he got called in and chewed out so bad he had to walk it back a little bit on air. But we told you exactly what really happened at the time. Now generals go on Fox News and admit it. Now it's in AP and AFP today in a government report. So I'm not saying, oh, I'm great, toot my horn. I'm saying we were right. Now, what are we going to do about this? Because Al-Qaeda, renamed ISIS, they'll name it something else next week, the Caliphate, IS, they'll flip it to confuse you because it's so embarrassing. So Obama is being forced to bomb some of these ISIS forces who are all fighting with each other as well. It isn't that our government runs them. It's they've armed them, protected them, and opened the door. That's what they've done. It's like knowing wolves are in the woods that are hungry, and you go, you know, put a baby out in the woods and dump pig blood on them, hoping the wolves come eat them. You're an accomplice. Do you run the wolves? No. But you put the baby out for the wolves to eat them. You provided them. And you gave the wolves their teeth. So here is the headline out of French news agency. Property of U.S. government, Islamic State jihadists armed with U.S. military weapons.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Another major health threat, this one in Toledo, Ohio, where everybody in the entire city has been told not to drink the water.
Ohio's governor declaring a state of emergency.
Did you know that the average person uses about 80 to 100 gallons of water at home every single day? If there's a water emergency, will you be prepared?
Panicked residents forming long lines throughout the day.
We're here at a supermarket in Toledo. You can see the shelves empty where water once was.
To stay safe and healthy during a crisis, you must have access to safe, clean water. Water which will not be available at your local grocery store.
There's a mad dash on right now to stock up on supplies.
The ProPure Pro 1 G2.0 water filtration system is a must-have for every modern, independently minded household. Protect your family's safety during an emergency. Go to InfoWarsStore.com today to purchase your ProPure Pro 1 G2.0 water filtration system or call 1-888-253-3139.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realist, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
That goes and watches Olympus Is Falling and believes all this and really thinks you're a hero. G.I. Joe, great American hero. Yo, Joe. You don't work for Joe. Joe got taken over. The G.I. Joe command base is run by Cobra. You understand that? And I use a child analogy to get through to you because that's your main programming template in North America. They're on record with that. That was all Pentagon directed. You understand? You work for Cobra. You dress like Cobra. You have the tactics of Cobra. You are Cobra. Hail Cobra. You want to be little boys? Or you want to really join the Republic?
They know what's going on at the Bundy Ranch, and they won't even let a police information officer give us any information. That's a bunch of bull.
All these stupid G.I. Joe movies and stuff where the White House is attacked. The White House is run by Cobra.
When I went through the process of becoming press secretary, one of the first things they told me was, you're not even to acknowledge the drone program. You're not even to discuss that it exists.
It's run by chaos. It's run by Spectre.
Special Executive for Counterintelligence, Terrorism, Revenge, Extortion.
They run little kids. They run the snuff films. They run the drugs. They run it all. And because you act like a bunch of naive chumps, this whole thing's going to come down on us.
Very much concerns me, considering that they have all this bulk ammunition that they're shooting targets of children.
Would you like to tell me who it is that is doing this?
It is the Department of Homeland Security, sir.
Oh, thank you for calling.
To every police officer in this country, to every FBI agent, to every Secret Service agent, you work for Spectre. You work for Chaos. You work for Cobra. How do they get power? They stage a terror attack using Spectre, using Cobra.
Go f*** yourself.
Who is Cobra? Arms dealing, drug dealing, money laundering group wearing masks? They wear masks, ladies and gentlemen, because they're the corporate CEOs. And they're manipulating the governments against each other. Cobra runs the Muslims. Cobra runs the CIA. Cobra runs it all. Cobra is real. You can call it whatever you want. Cobra is in control of America. And Cobra says the veterans and the gun owners, they're saying that we're the bad guys.
These people who hold themselves out to be patriots are not. They're nothing more than domestic terrorists.
That's what Cobra would say. That's what Spectre would say. That's what Goldfinger would say. Because that's who those people are.
I am Supreme Cobra Commander. You call your petty bureaucrats, officials, and authorities. You will kneel before Cobra or face my wrath.
Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. It's Alex Jones.
Thank you for joining us, Mr. Cobra Leader.
You pathetic little worm. How dare you call me Mr. Cobra?
And that piece was put together by Ja'Kari Jackson and Darren McBreen, illustrating how there are shadow criminal groups, or a group, manipulating society, creating chaos. This is the real Machiavellian formula, or formulae. And finishing on this issue, Obama comes out and says, now it's going to take years to defeat ISIS. So Al-Qaeda had been defeated. They'd been reduced down to nothing after a decade-plus war with them. Real U.S. troops getting killed, real coalition forces getting killed, as the cover to sit on top of the opium, hundreds of billions a year, trillions in no-bid weapons contracts, $15 million blue tarps. They used to. A toilet seat was $800 as a way of siphoning money off when it really cost $10. Well, now it's $15 million for a blue tarp that Halliburton puts up. So we're all thinking about the war. No, no, no. Al-Qaeda is being funded and allowed to operate and has now been resuscitated. They finally got rid of that Frankenstein and then only created 1,000 more. And then they do things like torture Khalid Sheikh Mohammed. And that's back in the news today. And people are like, well, what? You're not for torturing Al-Qaeda? They get us to give up our morals because Jack Bauer tortures people for a decade every night on 24. And it's always to, you know, save everybody, of course. It always turns out to be a good to torture. Meanwhile, it turns out that the people they would torture from Al-Qaeda have been basically double agents, and that they didn't want the public to ever learn about that, and they wanted them to confess. So they even confessed to bombing buildings that weren't even built when he was arrested. He was waterboarded for, what was it, 5 years off and on? Then they threatened to torture his son. There's the headline. CIA tortured Al-Qaeda suspects close to the point of death by drowning them in water-filled baths. That's in the London Telegraph today. Well, that's old news. Back when they thought they could sell the idea, that was the corruption of America, they would admit on television that, well, we've taken the gloves off. We're working on the dark side. We're torturing these people. When all they were doing was torturing people that knew too much or torturing people they needed to then confess so they could sell a fake narrative of 9/11. We attacked Iraq when 15 of the hijackers came from Saudi Arabia. So see how easy it is to understand what happened on 9/11 13 years later this Thursday, when we see Al-Qaeda openly armed in Syria for 4 years. They were the only major fighting force. It's Saudi Arabia. It's jihadi. They want to kill the Shiite Alawite government, Christian coalition government. They want to go in there and kill everyone. I mean, the inner Muslim fighting is 10 times even the dislike of Israel or Christians. It is so intense. And who's the main driver? The radical Shiites in Saudi Arabia, the radical Sunnis in Saudi Arabia, who are dedicated to hunting down even moderate Shiites and killing them. And because this is somewhat of a complex issue, the public can't grasp it, and the government and the system knows it. I just mixed the two up, trying to describe it. If American men knew as much about the world and religions and geopolitical systems as they knew about the defensive line of the Dallas Cowboys or the UT Longhorns or the LSU Tigers, we would be in a free country and the system couldn't get away with this. But it thinks we're so dumb that it's even come out that in Iraq, in Turkey, in northern Israel, in Jordan, in Qatar, our government, the British government, the French government, our commandos trained and armed the cadres to then go create brigades after brigades, more than 40 brigades. Some estimates are that high of Al-Qaeda, to then have them organize and invade Syria and now turn back around and invade Iraq to create that new Al-Qaeda-sponsored base. And they only bomb them when the public learns about it. And some of the media is hyping it to promote the war on terror. So Obama is forced to do some limited bombing to make it look like they're trying to stop him. So even the political system can't coordinate its lies. Meanwhile, our military has been freaking out for several years exposing this, saying we don't want to arm these people. They're going to end up attacking the United States. This is immoral to turn these countries over with Christians in them and to let these murdering animals run around and blow up every mosque and church that isn't part of their system and crucify and chop the heads off of even children. So the reason I harp on this so much is that if this ever gets out, which is starting to, it's already gotten out in our military because they've been fighting these people, so they know the players. They understand the names and the region and the history. So the military is awake by the prima facie fact that they have been to these places. They have fought these people. They know what these flags mean. They know who these people are. So the military is just freaking out right now, giving arms, weapons, M-pads to these folks, and now the facade is collapsing. And I don't know what the establishment is going to do, because as it comes out that Al-Qaeda, IS, is being run out of Washington, D.C., and run out of NATO headquarters in Europe, as that comes out, and that Israel is working with them, that's come out in the Israeli papers, as all of that comes out, we're all having a moral debate now. Are we going to openly support Al-Qaeda? Are we going to openly be this evil and to sow this type of discord and mass murder? Because if we don't speak out against it, if we don't say no to it, we're part of it. So now Rand Paul has come out and said that he supports airstrikes on ISIS. And I, in spirit, agree with that. But you can't come out and say that without pointing out that our government helped arm them, which Rand Paul did as well. And that's why I support what he's saying. If we repent of this, if we have an open discussion of it, if we admit it and then destroy it, that would be this country taking a moral course. But they don't want to do that. They're going to let ISIS, known as Al-Qaeda in Iraq previously, take over the entire Middle East, Africa, you name it. There is a global offensive being launched by radical Sunni Islamists in Central Africa, Western Africa, Northern Africa, in the Philippines, in Indonesia, in Central Asia, in Pakistan, all over the world. And that's why I've said I expect ISIS attacks to happen in Europe or to happen in the Middle East using MPADs, shooting down aircraft. Unless we make it a big issue, then the politicos will try to actually use the intelligence agencies to stop them. But if we just let them attack and don't expose the establishment, they'll spin it and use that to take our liberties. We can use the enemy's propaganda push with Al-Qaeda, known as ISIS, against them, saying you're behind it, you're involved, you're going to let them attack, our borders are open, so that A, we can put pressure on securing the borders, but B, force the system to roll up Al-Qaeda. But Obama's statement, I'm going to play it in a moment, that, oh no, this is going to go on for years, meaning into the next administration, means that they're planning to launch this even bigger worldwide and use this class of civilizations to take our freedoms away. So let's go ahead and play that clip of President Obama coming out and saying this will take years. Here it is.
This is not going to be an announcement about U.S. ground troops. This is not the equivalent of the Iraq War.
We're going to actually find that clip because we had it in the computer, and I think it skipped ahead to a part here, but I can read you the quote. Obama's long ISIS war, it will take years and kill thousands. Continuation of creation destruction under the War on Terror banner. The New York Times, long the preferred conduit for war propaganda, has laid out Obama's plan to defeat ISIS, a.k.a. the Islamic State, in Iraq and Syria. And then it goes on with his quote saying it will take years. But the issue here is that the decision has been made to split Iraq in three parts, give Kurdistan to the Kurds in the north, give the east into the southeast to Iran, and to give that western area into Syria, western area of Iraq into eastern Syria, to Islamic State and allow them to operate. They let them get the arms, build up, come in their convoys. They could have been taken out right then as they massed. They allowed them to overrun and to get infrastructure and dams and all the electricity and weapons they need. And they tried to spin it that, oh, they seized U.S. weapons caches at bases in Iraq, as if our military just left these weapons there waiting for them to come overrun it and get it. But in the new report that's in AFP, they admit that, no, the weapons were given directly to the rebels in Syria, which is this same group. But they're trying to spin it, saying ISIS got it from those rebels. No, they got it directly in Benghazi and in other weapons caches that were turned over to Islamic State, a.k.a. Al-Qaeda. Property of U.S. government, Islamic State jihadists armed with U.S. military weapons. French news agency. Islamic State fighters appear to be using captured U.S. military-issued arms and weapons supplied to moderate rebels in Syria, report finds. None of those rebels were moderate. Islamic State fighters appear to be using captured U.S. military-issued arms and weapons supplied to moderate rebels in Syria by Saudi Arabia, according to a report published on Monday. The study by the London-based small arms research organization, Conflict Armament Research, documented weapons seized by Kurdish forces from militants in Iraq and Syria over a 10-day period. This was back in July. The report said the jihadists disposed of significant quantities of U.S.-made small arms, including M16 assault rifles, included in photos showing the markings, property of U.S. government. It also found that anti-tank rockets used by IS in Syria were identical to M79 rockets transferred by Saudi Arabia to forces operating under the Free Syrian Army umbrella in 2013. Basically, tow missiles. Here is the actual AFP article if you're watching us on television. So now they've got generals on Fox News going, well, we helped create ISIS, so now we've got to take them out. They're not taking them out. If they paint outside the numbers, if they don't do what they're told and go kill every Christian they find and blow up every non-radical Muslim mosque and kill the Iraqi Defense Forces, if they go into Kurdish areas where they've got EU oil deals and Chinese oil deals, the Western powers have divided Iraq in three pieces. And Iran's been told, give up some of your weapons, play ball with us, we'll let you have your own little Shiite wonderland there again in eastern Iraq. So I've spent most of the hour on this. That's what's going on. And the reason we're down at the border showing it's wide open is because, again, there's stage terror, there's provocateur terror, then there's terror where they arm them and open the door up and let a real terrorist group attack. And that's what's going on, and there's a good chance they're getting us ready for an ISIS attack here in the United States. And I just want to point out that the criminals that run our government were...
You've heard about the essential qualities of iodine when it comes to your well-being, and you've read the opinions of top experts regarding this good member of the halogen family. Still, reports indicate that iodine is absent in sufficient amounts from the daily lives of countless people worldwide. Now, our extra-strength new nascent iodine formula is here, Survival Shield X2, leading the way into the next generation of super high-quality nascent iodine. InfoWars Life Survival Shield X2 is derived from 200-plus million-year-old salt solutions found more than 7,000 feet below the Earth's surface. The result is a unique nascent iodine that is both concentrated and free of unwanted additives, genetically modified ingredients, and completely vegan. We even pre-screen our Survival Shield X2 iodine for radiation. Pure, clean, and sourced from deep within the Earth, X2 nascent iodine is available exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com, InfoWarsStore.com, or call 1-888-253-3139.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster. With MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terraganics. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terraganics. Life's getting better.
We'll be right back. Because there's a lot of good stuff happening. Our military's woken up to the fact that we are arming Al-Qaeda. And then they've got to get killed fighting them. Because you have to understand, even the low-level jihadis, they don't know either what's going on. They're compartmentalized. They were brought up with no education in many cases out in the middle of the desert or the mountains. Still others are weird, spoiled brats from England, the U.S., and Europe who have wealthy families and who want to go out and be adventurers or something. You know, some people go and get into UFC, MMA-type stuff to have fun and adventure. Some people become cops. Some people, you know, start rock climbing. Well, some people go and they join Al-Qaeda. But see, it's okay to join Al-Qaeda now because they've given it a nice name like IS. And now the British government says, oh, we need to let them operate on Facebook and Twitter and let them come back to England. They're not bad boys. They really mean well. See, it's all how the media spins it. But ISIS is committing so many horrible atrocities, it's backfiring. And there are some people in the power structure that do want to take them out. So you're seeing some propaganda that is pushing for striking them. If you want to strike ISIS, you need to remove the Saudi Arabian government, who is behind all this to a great extent. It's the main engine of it, but then you're back to British intelligence. Now, coming up in the next hour, I'm going to get into the economy, the Second Amendment, a Washington Post article, stop and seize, aggressive police take hundreds of millions of dollars from motorists not charged with crimes, not caught with drugs. That ties in with former New Orleans mayor sentenced to 10 years in prison for all sorts of criminal activity. Okay, well, if he's going to go to jail, what about the Federal Reserve money laundering billions of dollars a month? That's been in the mainstream news. See, I love how they'll burn some low-level official. Because, see, that doesn't threaten the whole power structure. But they won't go after the big banks that run the drug aircraft, that run the torture rings. Oh, yeah, it's come out that the bank aircraft for Wells Fargo, but Warren Buffett's such a nice man, and Wachovia were used to fly drugs and weapons back and forth and then also were involved in rendition. But he's a nice old man. He eats ice cream cones on TV. He owns Dairy Queen, so everything's okay. By the way, he's a serious gangster. I don't even like talking about him, but I have to. This is the type of stuff we're dealing with, ladies and gentlemen. And being naive only makes things get worse. Now, we're also first when we come back, I'm going to give the number out. We're going to take calls on any of these issues you want to discuss or any other topics in the next hour ahead of our guests joining us. I'm also going to get into racial attacks against whites are intensifying all over the country. Strangely enough, we see racial attacks by Hispanics against blacks in the FBI numbers in L.A. and other areas. We see racial attacks on blacks by Hispanics. We don't see a lot of Hispanics attacking whites racially. Sometimes you see it for robbery or vice versa. But it's interesting sociology. We're seeing blacks preying on blacks and on whites. And the media will not decry it as racist. When Hispanic gangs attack blacks, they'll just shoot an old black man on the side of the road, you name it, in L.A. It happens almost every day. It's terrible. It should be decried. If whites go out and drag an old black man to death, it should be decried. But the media will never say blacks when they go out and do this. You got to watch the video. Because they're like, get that white lady. And they're sitting there, you know, stomping on her head. What's going to happen when people start pulling guns out of their purses? Because, let me tell you, folks, it's time across the board for people to defend themselves. So that's coming up in the next hour as well. But the big issue is the political correctness.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Open your eyes. It's time to give your eyes a powerful nutritional boost. Sight is the primary input to the brain, arguably making eyesight the most important sense we have. And just like the other important organs in our bodies, our eyes function at peak levels when they are fed the proper amounts of essential nutrition. Open your eyes. Combining key ingredients like vitamin A, zinc, lutein, proprietary saffron bulb extracts, and more, OcuPower by InfoWars Life Life is the new formulation specifically designed to nutritionally assist the natural function of healthy eyes. Optimize the natural power of your eyes with the latest addition to the super high-quality InfoWars Life formulations, OcuPower. Go to InfoWarsLife.com or InfoWarsStore.com to order OcuPower or call 1-888-253-3139. OcuPower. Open your eyes.